Hey everybody, it's JB here from Dorkside Podcast and Darkside Records Podcast. This is to all of you wrestling fans. Are you a fan of professional wrestling? Are you a fan of sports entertainment? Then holy shit, do we have an event for you.
Those are two different things.
Coming up March 3rd here at Darkside Records, we are welcoming former WWF superstar, wrestling legend, smartest man in the biz, and a damn good poet. The genius Lanny Poffo is coming to Darkside Records. Sponsored by another wrestling podcast, another great podcast. He will be here in store. Birdo does not know who Lanny Poffo is.
Of course I do.
Lanny Poffo is, of course, brother of Macho Man Randy Savage.
I know that name.
Wrestled for the WWF in his career. Defeat Hulk Hogan. Damn right.
Wow.
I can't verify that fact. Wrestled Hulk Hogan.
So wait. He stole his brother's ring and is going on tour with it?
No, Macho Man is dead. He was posthumously inducted into the Hall of Fame, and his brother inducted him and gets to keep the ring.
Are you getting choked up?
For safekeeping. It's a beautiful story. It's full of magic and love. God.
Okay.
Lanny Poffo will be here at Darkside Records on March 3rd. He will be doing a meet and greet. He will be doing autographs. He will have his brother, Macho Man Randy Savage's WWE Hall of Fame ring. It will be here with him. You can take pictures. You can wear the ring for a picture. And best of all, Lanny will be doing a Q&A. We'll have seats. Lanny will answer any and all of your questions, pro wrestling related, not pro wrestling related, sexy, cooking. Whatever you want to ask Lanny, he'll be here. That is March 3rd here at Darkside Records, located at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie. Now let's get to the podcast.
Get those nerds!
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 Ready. Oh, you good? Sound okay? Levels sound good?
I think we're good. I don't know. You were the one who was over there.
Peas and carrots. Syphilis. I don't know what people say.
Syllabus? Syllabus?
No, I think they say syphilis.
Syphilis?
Is it syphilis or syphilis? Syphilis. Or syllabus? These are not
all
good.
All three things are a thing.
Not good words to get confused. I just want to say that, especially if you're in an educational context.
True.
My teacher gave me syphilis.
That explains a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's why I flunked seventh grade. Anyway, so hey, everybody, welcome to the Dork Side Podcast.
Overdue.
Correct. This is our monthly podcast that we record biannually. This is
Okay, let's put it this way. We record this so infrequently.
Mm-hmm.
JB just had to go back, listen to old episodes to remind himself how we do our intro, only to discover we have no set intro.
Mm-hmm. See, I was being a pro at realizing that we weren't pros. That's
even though I did make notes for this episode.
Oh, look
notes,
at you.
So, you know,
I made some
that.
Notes, too. We'll talk about this after the intro. This is, of course, the Dorkside Podcast. This is the, let's say, the delightful stepbrother. This is the John C. Reilly to the Will Ferrell of the Darkside Records Podcast.
True.
Which is our regular monthly podcast that we record here at Darkside Records, located at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie. That podcast, of course, dedicated to music, vinyl, music industry. This podcast, all that goes bye-bye.
Everything else.
That's right. This is, of course, dedicated to all things nerdy.
Mm.
Movies,
mm-hmm.
comic books.
Mm-hmm. Books and literature sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Graphic literature.
Just a heads up. This entire podcast is spoilerific. We are going to talk about all kinds of movies.
If you haven't seen the movie, first of all, the movie's been out for 3 months.
Just a heads up. If you haven't seen Star Wars, if you haven't seen any of the things that we're about to talk about, be forewarned. Do not tweet at us at DorksidePod on Twitter. Do not angrily message us.
About spoilers.
About spoilers. It's spoilery.
I don't care whether or not you didn't see it and you didn't know that Dumbledore was going to get killed by Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I don't care if you didn't know that.
You got to be quicker. You got to be quicker.
Well, you
got to have it ready.
I was going to make a Harry Potter reference. You can't make two in a row. If you didn't know that Luke and Leia were brother and sister when they were making out, I'm sorry. Is that too weird? Incest is weird?
Not as much. I don't know. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I think the whole fandom's got just come to terms with the fact that happened.
We moved. It happened, and we let it happen.
We did, yeah.
Okay. Before we get too far into this, I realize something that's very important. I have fucked the rating system for this show. Previously, on this show, we've had a rating system, which has been Galleria. A five-tiered system.
Yeah, okay.
From best to worst, being Galleria, South Hills, Netflix. Maybe it was just four. Was there a fifth?
It was on demand, because you can pay for like Amazon or you can pay for a rental for like $5.
Okay. Galleria, South Hills, on demand.
Rental, yeah.
Netflix, I have the flu and I physically can't move to turn the TV off, so I'm just stuck watching this.
I'm going to watch Independence Day 2.
Oh, God.
You're on a plane and you hope for a engine failure.
Mm-hmm. So I recently got a present from Jenny for Christmas and my birthday. She got me a MoviePass card.
Oh, those are nice.
I just joined MoviePass. I heard you're a member.
I've been a member for like 3 years.
God damn it. Well, so.
I was one of the, like, I was back in the time when you had to actually, like, submit your name and be accepted to their beta program.
No, that's not a thing anymore. It's not just any schmo.
Yep.
MoviePass, for anyone who doesn't know, is a monthly subscription service where you can go, you pay a flat fee, $10 a month, and you can go see basically one theatrical movie a day.
Every 24-hour period.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, in theory, you can go see 30 movies a month.
With some caveats and addendums.
Shit, like, are there? I didn't really read the fine print.
No 3D.
Okay.
Or it used to be not be 3D. I think some theaters are like selectable 3D, but it counts as like two movies or something.
Okay, good. Not a problem for me.
I don't like 3D anyway. It's stupid. Also, you cannot repeat. You can't go see the same movie multiple times in your month.
So you
can see Last Jedi with your pass. You can't go see it again until you're like the next month, like recycles or whatever.
Good to know. Okay.
Which, still, if you're that much of an avid moviegoer, it shouldn't make a fucking difference.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you're still saving a ton of money if you go to the movie even like once a week.
Yeah. Well, we go, on average, Jane and I go, we go at least twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Like minimum twice a month. And we're like, we both got
MoviePass. Yeah, Nicole and I both have passes.
Yeah, we bought it for each other. Yeah. And now, like, we are so stoked. And we realized we were watching trailers for movies at the movies, and we were like, we used to use the Dark Side rating system for when we would watch a trailer in the theater. We'd look at each other and we'd go, meh, South Hills or Netflix or Flu. And when we went this last time, we cashed in one of our first movies, and we were like, well, I mean, now it's technically free, so, I mean, I guess I would go see that in the theater. I fucked the rating system.
Yeah, you did.
Now it's just like Galleria, Flu.
Although I fucked myself in a totally separate way. I just finished putting in a home theater at my house.
Oh, sick.
So we'll have to do some kind of screening or like a on-the-scene recording of the podcast next year.
Okay.
But it does just amazing things with Blu-rays.
All right.
So it's one of those weird things. Like, I never saw Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just heard things.
I heard rumblings. So many things.
So I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll buy the $15 Blu-ray. I'll just watch it at home. I can turn it off. I can throw that thing as a frisbee.
I'm pretty sure there is a used copy of it on Blu-ray here at Dark Side Records, located at 611 at Judge's Turnpike in Poughkeepsie, or online at darksiderecords.com. I'm pretty sure someone turned one in on Blu-ray. So
already?
There might be one over there.
All right. Okay.
Just so you're aware.
Great. So I can tell you, that's even better. I'll take it home and watch it. I'll bring it back.
Perfect.
Sell it.
I mean,
the thing that Aaron hates that I do.
I mean, nothing. So let's keep the rating system intact.
I think the principle of the rating system is fine.
For this podcast, we're going to keep it the same. Mm-hmm. We don't want to confuse the listeners at home. And by that, I mean Kristen and Scott. We don't want to confuse them.
Not at all. They're nice people.
They're very nice. Exactly. I host trivia on Wednesday nights at the Derby in Poughkeepsie at 8:30. I don't know why we semi-regularly have a category called children's literature. Yes. And I always just condense it to just clit.
Okay, so speaking of, I have a funny aside. Oh. Talking about children's literature.
Weird segue.
I was talking to my friend this morning, and he had met, I guess he took his son to see Peter Rabbit over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't even know they were making a Peter Rabbit movie.
I saw a trailer for it. I knew it existed. I didn't know when it was coming out.
Okay.
And apparently he said it was funny. They inserted like a lot of like jokes for the parents. You know, they kind of did like a Shrek thing where there was, you know, multi-levels of comedy. Mm-hmm. And apparently, though, this morning he was reading that it's become a very controversial film.
I read the same thing.
Because there is a scene when the CGI bunny shoots a raspberry down the throat of the farmer who's trying to get him,
mm-hmm.
which causes him to pass out because he has a food allergy. And it has been controversial because they are picking on people with food allergies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then they apologized for putting that scene in the movie.
Fucking stupid.
It is stupid. I mean, here I was, like, he's like, Peter Rabbit was controversial. I'm like, oh, man, what, did he make a black joke or something? Like, we make fun of the president? Like, no, what has he done?
That's Br'er Rabbit.
That's a damn fine film. Dark History. Mm. Good movie. And I love Splash Mountain. I fucking love Splash. Don't you talk about Splash Mountain.
You're thinking
I will go to my laughing place.
You're thinking of Song of the South. I'm sorry. You're confusing Disney movies right now.
Song of the South is Br'er Rabbit.
What?
You didn't know that?
No. This explains a lot about my childhood, I think.
Yeah. Song of the South was the banned Disney film.
Well, I say it.
Containing Br'er Rabbit and the song Zippity Doo-Dah. It's really confusing to people.
Wait. Zippity Doo-Dah is from Song of the South?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Mm-hmm.
There goes a lot of my childhood, apparently.
Yeah. It was pretty... It was rough around the edges.
Mm-hmm.
There's a short story in there called The Tar Baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
It's all Br'er Rabbit. Yeah.
Wow. I did not realize those were all the same thing.
It was
thing.
One of the first movies where they did the live-action animated, like, crossover.
Okay.
Like, so the story is, like, this little white kid in the South.
Okay.
On a plantation, he goes to, and he meets the, he plays with the slave children,
mm-hmm.
and hangs out with Uncle Remus.
During slavery period?
Yes. I'm just saying, like, I am not condoning any of it. It's a pretty rough movie. But the storyline is, this kid, he's down there in the South, goes to hang out with Uncle Remus, the slave friend's grandfather, and this is all live action, and then Uncle Remus tells these like fairy tales and like folk tales about Br'er Rabbit and all his little moral lessons, and that's when the cartoons come in.
When would you say is the last time you watched Song of the South? You seem to have a lot of information about it.
Within the last 7 years, because I remember I watched it, you can find it on YouTube in like three pieces. I watched it a slow night at Dark Side when we were at the old location. It was totally dead. I'm like, you know what? I'm watching YouTube.
You know, doesn't Disney control everything? I feel like they would have been able to get that off the scrubbed entirely from our history.
You would think I have a VHS tape of it, but it's like a UK VHS tape, so I can't actually watch it, but I've got it.
Becca, looking at you.
Yeah, Becca, bring me a VCR next time you bring Will back with you.
He doesn't appear on this podcast.
No, he's
thank God.
Yeah, he is such a pain in the dick.
The worst.
Man.
He's the worst. So this podcast, we've been away for a little while.
A lot's happened.
A lot has happened. As always, I'm JB.
I'm Berto.
We might have a special guest who will chime in occasionally.
I gotta go soon.
Okay. JJ
just sharted himself.
JJ is physically here. Sitting at the table.
Taking a knee.
He hates all nerdy shit.
No, I'm just not up on it. Like, okay. You guys were watching Br'er Rabbit as children. And-
oh, man. Yeah, so the I looked into the log here.
Captain's log?
I looked in, log. Into our Dorkside Captain's log.
Just our sound effects guy.
I thought he was doing the Mission Impossible theme song there.
It was sort of the Mission Impossible, but it was meant to be the Star Trek thing.
A tricorder?
Sure.
No, the communicator.
Yeah.
Are you, can you, I mean, if you're next generation.
Can you, wait, which one are you doing?
I was doing the flip, the original series flip.
The original, so the, okay, original series flip communicator. Can you make the noise? Okay.
Not to be confused with the next generation touchpad, which was a little, I can't even know if I can
I
do
think
it.
That's mine. That's
like
mine.
A chirp.
My TNG chest communicators. It's a little roll.
Yeah.
There's like a roll of the tongue
in there.
It's
a little shorter, but yeah, you're pretty much there.
And what's yours, JJ? Your communicator?
Mine was more of a Nokia phone. It was like, doo-doo-doo. The early 2000s edition.
So let me pull out my log here. And I was looking back at our log, and I see that the last time we got together did this podcast. Mm-hmm. You were not even actually here for it.
Right, yeah.
It was
in that.
June of 2017.
Wow.
My God, so much has happened. We're not going to recap everything.
No.
We're starting over. We're starting fresh. 2018.
Start fresh.
Fuck 2017.
We got to start fresh with December 2017.
That is correct. Yeah, the last time. You're not going to like this log. The last time you and I sat down and did a podcast together, mm-hmm. Robespierto.
French alias.
So stupid. Was January 21st, 2017.
So what did you do in the meantime?
Nothing.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
We planned for our epic return.
No, but what was July's episode if you haven't been here since January?
July's podcast. I'm sorry. No, June 29th.
That
was
your
Twin Peaks
one.
It was you, me, and Dan.
Oh, that was a fun one.
That was a fun one. Yeah. So a lot has happened since. Mm-hmm.
Fair amount has happened.
Since December of 2017, which is where we're going to start from. Mm-hmm. We're striking everything else from the record.
God, so wait, the last one we did was Carrie Fisher's death.
It is, in fact, titled
Princess Down.
Princess Down.
Yeah. More poignant after watching the most recent film, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, you made notes.
I did make notes.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
You're good. You're a good co-host. I also
I'm
made
here
notes.
For my yearly appearance, I made notes.
So many notes. I also made notes. Oh. I like this.
Okay.
I don't even want to know what your notes are. I think we should just go down our respective lists.
Okay. I have very organized. I have like subject headings and then like little bullet points.
What the fuck? I just wrote six words.
Okay. Technically, I have four headings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Subtopics. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's start off first with the recap.
What's happened since June 2017?
No. December.
Oh, okay. Fine. December.
Okay. We should come up with a name.
Supposedly,
for this
Twin Peaks ended in there, but nobody knows what happened. So
nobody.
That's
knows.
A terrible way to start.
Everybody thinks they know, and everybody got a theory.
Let's have Dan back on.
We'll talk in June, and then we'll make that happen.
Make a note.
Yeah. We should come up with a name for the recap, what we want to call it.
The Disc Hiker's Guide to the Fallacy.
Yep, we'll take that under consideration. We'll just put that on the maybe list. Mm-hmm. We should just, like, say recap and then just do a quick shot of, like, the Captain America music.
What does that sound like?
I don't know. It's the theme. I don't know. Actually remember. It's that's it. Yeah, no, sorry. His phone's ringing.
Until we get a better name next time we record in August, let's call it the Nerd Cap.
Okay.
That's our recap of all the nerdy things you might have missed in between these podcast episodes. Yeah.
The podcast patella.
So glad you're here to chime
the,
in.
The knee?
Yeah, it's the kneecap. The patella.
We'll put that on the list. Don't
maybe
you worry.
List, maybe list. All right, so I'm going to start first and foremost. I don't have things in chronological order, so we'll make
okay.
it up as we go.
Yeah.
We had a new episode. A Star Wars episode.
We did.
Episode.
We certainly haven't had a podcast episode.
Episode 8.
Yes.
The or,
Last Jedi.
As is known in the nerdosphere, The Last Jedi.
That's also the title of the film. But,
right. You know, I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It was advertised.
So, I'll just do a quick recap of that because I don't want to dedicate too much time to all these things. So, we'll just do rapid fire, quick thoughts.
Okay.
And we'll run down the list. Episode 8 came out.
First of all, how many viewings?
I did two.
Okay, so I didn't
mean two viewings. I honestly kind of wish I had watched it recently before this episode because I would have liked to like refresh.
Yeah, yeah.
All I remember is I enjoyed it. I went opening night. I remember you bought tickets 6 months in advance. I bought tickets at the theater.
Okay, that was Force Awakens.
No, that was this time as well. and I went with a group of people. We all sat together. Didn't have any problem. I don't understand the hype machine. Why people are buying tickets to Star Wars 6 months in advance. It doesn't fucking matter.
Nope.
It's 27,000 theaters.
Bandango ploy to get your money.
Yeah, exactly. I went with Jenny as my date. And this was right, and this was the first like nerdy movie that I feel like at the end of it she went, I would totally go see that again. That's a good
the opposite
sign
about it.
My Cole had the opposite reaction, but I'll get to that when we get to me.
Go ahead, you go.
Okay, so this one you're mistaken in the timeline. So we went like Sunday morning. It was still packed with nerds, but sure. My initial reaction was actually a little disappointed,
mm-hmm.
and so was Cole's. Because she is a original trilogy diehard. Didn't mm-hmm. I think she maybe watched the prequels like once ever? And I mean, I don't like the prequels, but I will go. I watch them more than once. Like,
do you watch them regularly?
Not regularly. Although I recently was on a plane for like 4 hours, and I occupied myself by watching the prequel trilogy,
mm-hmm.
and I just skipped over the shit, and I got it all done. I got a good 3 hour film.
Okay. Okay.
And it was not bad.
Okay.
So anyway, so we were both a little disappointed because it was mm-hmm. very much a little too much Empire Strikes, almost mirror images of some of the original trilogy films.
Sure.
Very much like Force Awakens, Mirrored a New Hope.
Correct. That was my biggest critique of that fucking yep. movie.
But then like it stuck with me. Like the subject matter, like kind of like I couldn't stop thinking about it. And so I went with JJ. We went like later in the week. And unlike Force Awakens, where I must have seen Force Awakens like 5 times.
Wow.
Because it was like, it was cool. It was a new Star Wars movie. First time I saw it, it was really, just really cool. And then after the subsequent viewings, I'm like, okay, you know what? This isn't as cool as it was when it first came out. It didn't hold up. The Last Jedi I enjoyed more the second time. And I feel like if I saw it a third time, I would probably get more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, I enjoyed it, ultimately. There were some shit in that movie. Like... Fucking Finn, just kill him. Kill him off. I'm done with him. Like, he and the silver Captain Phasma could have plummeted to their deaths. I'm good.
That was actually my biggest critique of the movie, was I felt like too many characters just got killed off or let go, or they just, like, Captain fucking Phasma. What the fuck?
Well, see, okay.
Like,
the one thing I have learned is that this time around... Disney, because now that, you know, it's a whole big thing,
mm-hmm.
they're using a lot of their other, like, in the past, you know, they had the original trilogy, and then they had the extended universe with the comic books, the novels, all this other shit, video games, that eventually became canon, because George said he's not making it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's little bits and pieces in the new novels that are coming out, the new comic series, even the video games. That, like, there's a bit in Battlefronts 2, which I've been playing, because they have a storyline in it.
Okay.
That would have added a lot to the whole tension between Captain Phasma and Finn. Instead, it's just this kind of awkward, like, do you think she's racist? I think she's a little racist. I think she's a little racist. There's a whole, like, subplot there as to, like, how the Empire was, like, recruiting stormtroopers that they never talk about.
I was just purely annoyed that they spent so much fucking marketing money
on her?
Putting her face, or
everywhere.
I should say her helmet and her suit,
yeah.
everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, no, we're just killing you in a quick, stupid, pointless way. Like, you never fucking mattered, and, like, you were the shittiest general. Like, how do you die so easily?
Captain.
How do you die
Captain.
So easily? General Phasma?
Captain.
Captain Phasma.
Don't promote her.
Laura Dern?
No, that's Admiral Haldo.
What rank is a count?
That's a nobility title. It's not a military rank. Supposedly he was a nobility. He was also a Jedi beforehand, though, too.
Was he a Jedi?
Yeah, he was Qui-Gon's mentor.
Oh, I missed that. I don't want to watch the prequels, so.
Well, they don't even talk. It's a thing that I just know because I went beyond the prequels.
Fucking nerd.
Listen, you didn't even know who Grand Moff Tarkin was.
You're correct. The Mothman. It's amazing how much you remember from this podcast that we do twice a year.
Oh, so the needless promote. Yeah, so they killed off a lot of people. I think that is kind of like a symptom of what I view as like the kind of underlying problem for this new trilogy. George Lucas, for both trilogies he did, regardless of whether or not you're into the prequels, he knew he was in it for the long game. He knew what Return of the Jedi was going to do when he was making A New Hope. Like, he had the plan, the story in his mind. And obviously, with the prequels, you knew you're going to end with Anakin going to the dark side, becoming Darth Vader. Because that was the whole premise. These guys are fucking... It seems like they're playing it by ear. Like, J.J. Abrams did his thing. And they're like, okay, you did your thing. You just made a bigger Death Star. We're just going to pass it off to the guy from the Fast and the Furious. We're going to see what he can do. He killed a lot of the things you loved.
Wait. Fast and Furious guy was...
Rian Johnson.
Force Awakens.
No. J.J. Abrams was Force Awakens.
I thought the guy who directed Episode 8 was the guy who directed Brick.
No, Gareth Edwards did... I think he did Brick.
Here we go. Rian Johnson. He did Episode 8. He did Looper. He did Brick. The Brothers Bloom. He did an episode of Breaking Bad. I think you have him backwards. This is the guy who directed three movies. Rogue One
was Gareth Edwards.
Not Gareth Reynolds. Okay.
Gareth Edwards did... Oh, Monsters. He did... Yeah.
Right.
Monsters. He
right,
did the
right,
Godzilla
right.
reboot.
Right, right. I did really like Monsters. That's why I was excited
seen it yet,
to see
I really want
to
go see. I was watching the Rogue One Blu-ray, like the behind the scenes, and it was really cool. So I got to go back and watch some of his other stuff.
I mean, I do appreciate that they are bringing, like, new blood. You know, they
like
want,
the new
like,
blood.
Young
I feel
directors.
So uncoordinated.
I mean, it's similar to Marvel, but I guess Marvel has a tighter control over their, like, longer storylines.
If only it was the same parent company.
Hey, easy.
I'm sorry.
Table did nothing to you.
Sometimes I get angry. Sometimes the dark side flows through me.
Welcome to the nerdosphere.
So, yeah, wait, and then my other issue, Poe fucking Dameron.
Right? He was the guy.
What?
You're talking about hating Finn. Like, fucking Poe,
like,
man.
I didn't hate Finn. Like, he had just annoyed me. Mm-hmm. I didn't really care for him. I really liked Rose, the new girl.
McGowan.
She was really cool. Not what? No. She was cool. I liked her character.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, where they tried to go with Poe in Force Awakens, like, he's cocky. He's a good pilot. Clearly, you're shooting for a new Han, because Han Solo was killed off.
What?
And this time, they jumped the fucking shark. Poe Dameron Jar Jar'd the Resistance.
Wow. That is a bold claim, my friend.
I am sticking to it. Because you may not be into the prequels, but you remember, Jar Jar was single-handed, forget his stupidity in episode one, when he was a senator in the later episodes, he was the one who moved to give Palpatine all the power.
Of course he would.
All like he thought it was a good idea. He got manipulated. He's a tool. Mm-hmm. He single-handedly caused disaster everywhere. Poe Dameron.
Very singular view on the storyline in Star
Wars.
It's
all his fault.
It's all fucking Jar Jar Binks.
The Sith would never have taken over if Jar Jar had stood his ground.
God, wasn't there like a whole theory when the prequels came out about how he was like a secret Sith Lord or something?
Yeah.
Because
had, like,
he let
little,
him.
Like cartoons of him in a hood. And, yeah. He was just an idiot. So my theory is that, you know, Poe, single through the fact that he couldn't, you know, get his hard on to go away, like he kept having to like fight authority, wouldn't listen to anybody but Leia. If he had never sent Finn and Rose McGowan to the pointless casino planet where they rode weird horses and rescued slave children and met Benicio del Toro,
who I love, by the way,
everything would have gone fine. If Benicio del Toro hadn't been brought back and captured, he would never would have sold out the secret plan to go hide on the planet. Everything would have gone very smoothly. It's all Poe's fault.
Also, I like that they paid Benicio del Toro in a comically large, giant box of what I assume is money.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Like, here you go, sir. Here's a truckload of space money.
They're called credits.
Okay. Sorry. My bad.
Space bucks. Anyways, that's my issue with Poe. But I really started out really annoyed with Luke. I really liked him by the end.
Well, that's what they wanted you to do.
I know. But a lot of people hate this fucking movie. Like, it is literally one of those movies that's like 50-50 down the Star Wars fan universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people hate it. A lot of people love it. They're like, oh, he should have just fucking schooled Kylo. He had an X-Wing in the water. Wouldn't it have been cool to, like, pop it out, fly off, save the day, hunky-dory. Instead, they killed him. Supposedly, you know, he force-ghosted himself.
Right, right. As a Jedi does.
But I really like, I basically, I view it, I read a, I think it was a Vice article that kind of shared this opinion. He validated how shitty the prequels were. Because if you think, like, when he was talking to Rey and he's like, the Jedi sucked. Like, they were arrogant, stupid, blind, thought way too highly of themselves, and they let Darth Sidious slip right in and take over. Like, they were just full of hubris and arrogance, and they sucked. And he basically schooled Kylo Ren at the end of this movie totally peacefully. Didn't lift a fucking finger. Through an awesome show of, like, force power by projecting himself across the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how a Jedi is supposed to do. Like, wore him out, bought enough time for his friends to get away. Wasn't, like, a badass general, like, leading armies.
Mm-hmm.
He was just totally peaceful and he Yoded it, basically. Like, he, you know, the little old Yoda you see in the original trilogy is what mm-hmm. Luke became.
I can't wait till they make a Luke puppet.
Episode 9, the puppets. Apparently, I was reading some, like, behind-the-scenes story, and George Lucas went to tour the set and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, looking at all the model makers and stuff, and he's like, what's all this? I'm like, oh, these are the models, and we're doing the models of the planet and the walkers and the ships that you would have, just the way you wanted it. And I was like, why the hell didn't you just CGI the whole thing? You would have saved so much time and money.
George.
George has done a 180 on model making.
George. Oh, God. I appreciate that it stuck to a Star Wars formula.
Mm-hmm.
You had your battle scenes. You had to go off to some fantastical other world. That was the casino world, which featured
Cantabite.
One of my favorite actors, my hetero man crush, Justin Theroux. So goddamn handsome. He was in it for. He was the original guy that they were.
The red flower guy. Yeah,
right. He was the guy they were originally looking for, or whatever. He just blew right on past him. Take my favorite actor and just fucking do
they
nothing.
Gone to him,
man,
would have saved the day.
Oh God damn it.
Actually, no. It would have posed a lot of stupid ideas.
And my other thing that was my biggest critique was that Laura Dern's character, General Momo,
Haldo.
I was so close.
You were
so
closer
close.
Than the others.
Considering I haven't watched nor thought about this in like a month and a half, I feel like that was pretty good. I just like her character was presented so unclear, which, you know, maybe was part of the intent of it. But I just was like, you know, for the first until she did the face turn at the very end and, you know, this amazing, beautifully shot sequence. With
the hyperspace kamikaze run.
Exactly. Like, I was unsure of what her deal was the whole time. I was like, so is she evil?
I thought she was
or...
really poorly used.
Yeah, totally.
Like, it's Laura fucking Dern. You set yourself up with the perfect torchbearer from Leia. Perfect. Down to the stupid dress.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a whole other issue I had. And yes, she went out literally with a bang, like she was cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they didn't kill off Leia. They could have done it gracefully.
Agreed.
Like if I could go back and rewrite the last 5 minutes, Luke disappears in the Force. Just Leia does the same fucking thing. Just stops, fades. The just brings the whole power of the twins back together, full circle.
They turn into one person.
Like, they can't survive
without
ghost. They balanced each other out.
Mm-hmm.
No. She's going to be written off in the scroll. Fucking.
Yeah. I was also very confused as to why they kept Leia alive. I mean,
they had to do Carrie Poppins. That was an important scene. I assume you know what I'm talking
about.
That's
pretty good. Okay, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I truthfully, I thought that was when they were just going to write her right out of the story right there.
It would,
in the beginning. So I was like, oh, this is a very fitting tribute, a beautiful way for her to go, blah, blah. Nope, she's back. She's fine. We're just moving along.
Yeah. No, we're just going to pretend that it never happened.
She's going to be in the next two movies now. You know, absolutely. Like some CGI.
She's gotten five trilogies.
Yep.
Just for Leia.
But, goddamn, that fucking fight scene.
That was...
In Emperor Doodad's chamber.
I'll give you, yes.
Andy Serkis's chamber.
Andy Serkis's circus tent.
Holy fuck, that scene was goddamn amazing. So fucking well shot.
It was a really beautifully shot movie.
Holy fuck.
The choreography, and the cinematography, it was awesome. John Williams, again, the music was perfect.
Yeah.
Like, it was
great. And just that whole scene with the lightsaber and turning it and the fight that ensued afterwards. I don't know. I'm like half pretending like I'm not spoiling the scene for someone who's seen it, but I'm just basically spoiling it.
Everybody dies.
Yeah. Holy fuck. It was so good. I remember like, you know, obviously I went on like a Friday and it was just cheering at everybody at the top of their lungs in the theater. And even I cheered. I don't normally cheer at nerdy movies.
It doesn't strike me as a cheerer.
But holy shit, that scene where he fucking cuts him in half, everyone was cheering at the top of their lungs. And it was like, it was such a huge moment. So well done. And that made, to me, that made all the negative criticisms and shit worthwhile just to watch that scene.
True. Yeah.
Ugh. So good.
It was awesome. That and then... Just Luke's end sequence.
Oh, sure.
Even just his, like, beautifully, like, fading off into the cliffs in the air.
I will say the end, for me, was spoiled because I pay attention to shit. And I, when they did the whole thing, when he was like, oh, yeah, the salt turns your footprints red. And I was like, oh, fuck. All the tension and buildup.
Yeah, I think one of Cole's critiques was after that epic... throne room fight scene and they basically for a while they were fighting together back to back, and it looked like they could have really just tipped Star Wars on its ass and be like, we don't need the Sith, like kind of like what Kylo Ren was saying, like Sith Jedi, like let's just end it and just kind of start fresh. You know, we don't need our masters, like they're both dead, blah blah blah. That would have been a really cool concept to explore.
Agreed
Like if maybe the true balance of the Force is them united.
We'll find out when we record our next episode in December.
The next movie comes out. And then, you know, they go back to their respective sides. So I think that was all my, that was a big thing on my list.
Okay.
Was Last Jedi critiques.
Something that I watched recently, I'm sure we both did, that I really enjoyed, the fucking Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking good.
It was good.
It was.
Gritty.
Holy fuck.
Like, I mean, I really started to like Jon Bernthal. Like I really like him.
Yeah.
As an actor. I think I first saw him in Walking Dead when he was Shane.
Same.
And I was like, whatever. Like, his character's a dick. Whatever. I get it. Kill him off. But as he's been popping up more and more, I enjoy him.
Agreed. Totally enjoy him. I really like the season. You know,
he's almost an American Tom Hardy.
Slow down.
I don't know. He's almost like, if I see him in a thing, I'm like, maybe I'll watch it.
I mean, you've got a fair point there. I really enjoyed that. I was going to give it a rating, but now I realize that the rating doesn't matter because
it's already
in the rating system where it is. But as far as the Marvel series have gone, my favorite was Daredevil. Daredevil season 2 to me was one of the, out of all the seasons of all the Marvel Netflix shows, that was my favorite.
I like the story arc there. Yep.
And Punisher is either my second favorite or it might be.
I would say Daredevil season 2 and then Punisher and Jessica Jones season 1 are tied.
Yeah.
I really like the original. Jessica Jones was just so different from everything else that I really enjoyed it. And David Tennant, you know, David fucking Tennant. In a rapey kind of weird way, and it's just
playing
so
a villain. Yeah.
He was a genuinely unsettling comic book villain, like you know, similar to like Heath Ledger's Joker. Like, you're unsettled by how much he seems to be enjoying his role. he's a man who loves his work. Very recent thing that I just finished watching which I'd recommend, is Altered Carbon.
Oh, I'm watching that too.
So fucking good.
So good. Totally.
It's like Blade Runner, Hint of the Matrix, like a crime noir thing. So good.
I've been super impressed with a bunch of these Netflix shows. Mm-hmm. Like even, you know, Black Mirror, which I realized was not a Netflix original in its inception.
Right.
I've still enjoyed it.
They picked up.
Yeah, still totally enjoyed it. The Marvel series is even culminating with this Punisher,
Mirror, like, I would say I enjoyed Altered Carbon a little more than Black Mirror because Black Mirror gives me genuine anxiety when I watch this.
Yeah,
I'm like,
dude, they're totally different. Totally different. Altered Carbon, I have just purely enjoyed every episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm halfway through right now, and even Jenny likes it.
Yeah.
And usually she...
Yeah, Nicole and I don't always agree on things, but we were both into this one.
Yeah. Usually she has, you know... Or I feel like when it gets into like more violent things, I feel like that's where she like checks out a little bit.
Yeah, Nicole didn't really like Punisher. At first, she's like, "There is nothing redeemable about this man. He's a fucking murderer. Like, why do people like him?" She hates shows or even movies where like the bad guys are kind of glorified.
Mm-hmm.
So she never watched Breaking Bad. She never liked The Sopranos. Anything, you know, where you're supposed to commiserate with the villain. She's like, this guy sucks. Like, who'd want to be on a team with him? I'm like, nobody. He's not on teams. Nobody likes this guy. Captain America thinks he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, Daredevil kicks the shit out of him whenever he can. Nobody likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Except for us. Except for the fans.
Yeah. Well, that's also the great thing about the Netflix series is how they, like, humanize and put so much depth into... their characters, like Wilson Fisk in the Daredevil series. It was like they went so fucking deep into him and his psyche and his story. Same thing for the Punisher. They went
so deep. Oh, the Punisher
so
had
deep.
Me when he was beating the shit out of the guys at the construction site to Tom Waits.
Dude.
Oh, I'm like, I texted JJ. I'm like, dude, they just used Tom Waits in a Marvel show. And he's like, oh, shut up. They did not. Marvel's stupid. I don't know, when you're hitting a man with a cinder block while he's singing, how many ways can you polish up a turd? Something magical about that moment.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the next segment of our podcast. I want to call it the trailer park.
I'm not. I second that.
Trailer parking. Of love. I don't know. That doesn't really... We'll come up with a... We'll get a better sound bite that we play here. Trailer parking. This is,
trailer
of course,
parking.
Where we talk about some trailers that have come out.
Things that are forthcoming.
Oh, man. There's a bunch of good ones.
There are some good ones. There's...
Right now.
Some indifferent ones and some good ones.
Sure, sure. As it always goes. Mm-hmm. As it always goes. Why don't you start from the top of your list?
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll just... While we're on the subject, I'll go with the Solo film, which is, of course, the Han Solo origin story, if you will, that based on like what I've heard, fans don't really care about. Everyone was really pulling for the Obi-Wan or the Boba Fett movie, and we got Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the trailer happened Super Bowl Sunday.
The second
the
best
teaser, and then the big trailer.
It was the second best part of the Super Bowl,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
I was
talking about the horsey commercials with Budweiser.
Nope. Horses. I could see why that would be a first for you. How is Comanche?
He's good.
Okay, good.
Regards.
Okay, good. The Civil War trailer for me was the thing
you
that...
You mean the Infinity War trailer?
What did I say?
You said Civil War.
The Civil Infinity War trailer that happened during the Super Bowl. Truthfully, I'm just going to jump into that really quick and then we can go back.
Yeah.
But the Infinity War trailer... The first one that they built all the hype about that came out, you know, maybe a month ago, that they premiered at Comic-Con and everything, and people were freaking out about it on the internet. I was fucking so underwhelmed. I was not impressed.
Mm.
And then it wasn't until I watched the trailer during the Super Bowl and I was like, okay, all right, now I'm in.
Yeah.
Now I'm excited.
Yeah. It looked cool.
Yeah. So that was the best part for me.
That was cool. That redeemed watching the commercials of the Super Bowl to get to that trailer because... Solo, I admit, I was a little with Solo. And, I mean, there was just, you know, everyone's saying, like, oh, it's the funniest Star Wars film yet. And I'm like, I feel like the last time we tried stand-up humor in Star Wars, we got Jar Jar Binks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fucking turn Chewbacca into stand-up comedy, fuck you, Lucasfilm.
Look, he's had his moments. He's got great comedic moments in all the movies.
He does.
You know.
But he's a fucking badass. Mm-hmm. I think my main critique, and it's really what will like make or break Solo for me, is I can't remember his name. The guy who's playing Han Solo.
Mm-hmm. Kip Johnson.
Sure. I thought his name was Alan. Alden?
Alden Reichland. This is why you don't ask me names for characters in movies, because I don't remember them. Okay. You're, of course, I'm sorry, referring to Alden. Oh, fuck. Alden Ehrenreich.
What?
Ehrenreich. Alden Ehrenreich.
Alden. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Ehrenreich.
You think he's German?
It says he's an American actor.
Okay. That's all I needed.
So if Alden did not study Harrison Ford, like, every single night before he went to bed, if he can't get those little, like, smirks, the cocky looks, the mannerisms, that movie is fucked. Because this is the second time they've tried to take an original trilogy figure and recast him in a younger role. First time with Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan, which I enjoyed.
Agreed.
I really like Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi. But fucking Harrison Ford is Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that role catapulted his career. If this kid doesn't do his homework, if he gets cocky and is like, oh, I'm Han Solo. Meh. That's how I envision he talks. It's fucked.
He's a 1950s
like, no
gangster.
Amount of cool Lando scenes can pull it back if he can't smirk right.
That, to me, was even what got me excited was seeing Donald Glover.
I'm excited for I like Donald Glover.
In costume. I was like, all right, this is going to be badass.
And, I mean, cool. There were points like the TIE fighters chasing the Falcon, like, around. Sure, that was cool. The Star Destroyer coming through the clouds.
I loved the brand new Millennium Falcon shots, you know, where they, like, walk through and everything's white and, like, perfectly
unmodified,
clean.
Not fucked up.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious as to where it's going to go. I didn't really like the thing they hinted at where, like, Woody Harrelson is assembling a team of... We had enough team movies.
That's Star Wars. Of course there's going to be some guy and he's assembling a team to go do a heist or some shit.
Han Solo, traditionally, you know, it's Han and Chewie. It's a fucking buddy heist movie. It's not a team thing. It's Han and Chewie.
This is where he meets Chewie. This is how Solo met Chewie.
True. And if they fuck that story up, I'm going to be pissed.
I heard an interesting rumor. I heard an interesting rumor about Woody Harrelson.
The time to spill it.
It has to do with the other trailer that I saw recently, the Venom trailer.
That's another one that gives me a little acid reflux.
Well, you know, here's what I will say.
That I fucking love Tom Hardy.
Oh, he's the fucking best.
I love Tom Hardy.
Oh, my God. Like, I will watch... People were shitting on it because no symbiote suit, no actual shot of Venom anywhere in it, but I was like, but goddamn, it's Tom Hardy. And
first
he's
of all,
holy fuck,
they
he's the
never
coolest.
Reveal the suit in the first teaser. When have they ever, like, they don't show you the suit. It's like the, you know, 2 months out reveal when they give you the suit.
You know, I was annoyed that they didn't show the suit. I'm going to regret saying this. I am on board with the angry nerd community on the internet where I was annoyed that there wasn't a suit. In fact, I watched it. I didn't watch it at home. Like, it premiered early in the morning. I didn't watch it at home. I came in here. I put it on the big screen here. And me and Brian Kendrick watched it.
Okay.
And that was the exact result. We just, like, right when they flashed the logo at the very end, you know, they cut away from the scenes from the movie.
They had the symbiote effect for the logo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they showed, the, you know, the pair of eyes. And we just both went, what the fuck? No fucking suit.
True. Like, if it weren't for that at the end, it could have just been Tom Hardy being angry.
Dude. And
which I will still see that movie.
Total. 100%. Well, 100% still.
Especially if they
let
his English accent out of the box.
Mm.
I love when they let his accent out to play.
It's not going
to
happen. He's the Eddie Brock. He's from New York. He's this fucking guy. Hey, I got a suit. It turns into shit. Hey.
They'll probably be more like,
you know what? I hate Spider-Man. Hey. I'm Tom Hardy.
Like Eddie Brock was Jewish.
He's from Brooklyn. Come on, this fucking guy. So the rumor that I heard this morning, in fact, is that Woody Harrelson might be the main antagonist in Venom.
He's crossing over universes and assembling a team involving Venom and Han Solo.
The rumor is that he is going to be playing Carnage. Interesting.
I am intrigued.
Interesting.
Okay.
Not who I would have picked to play Cassius Crane?
I can't remember. Is that Carnage? Venom and Carnage, I never followed as closely.
Well, I
know Eddie Brock and the origin of the suit and the symbiote, obviously.
Ironically, they're saying that the movie is based on the Lethal Protector storyline from the comics, and that was the one Venom storyline I actually read when I was probably, I don't know, 15 or something like that.
I'll have to go back and check it out, yeah.
So that one I can actually come back to and have memories of.
I don't think I ever read Venom solo stuff. Like, I would follow him when he popped up in Spider-Man as an antagonist over, again and again and again. I never read any of his solo storylines.
So in that storyline, do you want me to spoil it?
Go ahead, yeah.
So in that storyline, basically the premise is that this company kidnaps Eddie Brock as Venom, and they attempt to clone the suit. They take little fragments, the clones are kind of shittier, and whatever. And one of them goes into a crazy person who ends up being Carnage, and that character
is the only one that works, and of course it is.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. So I wonder if they will just jump right in with Tom Hardy already having the symbiote. Because
I
am so fucking sick of origin stories. I swear to God. Ugh.
Look, if it's...
God. I don't care where he comes from.
It has to be better than Spider-Man 3. It has to be.
I hope so.
Like that. I feel like we should watch that. We should watch that leading up to the new Venom movie, just so we can have a
compare and contrast.
So we can have a fresh perspective on it. Rekindle emotions we had buried for 10 years.
It's like, yeah, I watched Phantom Menace before I watched The Last Jedi, and it's so good. Look at the Porgs; they're so much better than Gungans. I was watching Return of the Jedi recently. And I realized, first, we should have all seen Jar Jar Binks coming, because those Ewoks were a huge red flag. I mean, yes, they were cute and adorable, and they were an asset to the team. It was a red flag. But second, when the Ewok dies in the battle, and it's the sad scene, the Ewok dies, and his friend's trying to revive him, and gets sad.
Does Nub Nub die?
Nub Nub is the word they use for something. It's not a name. I mean, people reference that scene. Like, that scene taught me about death and feelings when I was 5, blah, blah, whatever. Compare that to watching Gungans die in Phantom Menace. I'm like, kill them. Kill them all. I don't care for these creatures. Please, destroy them.
Oh, the worst. God, the worst. God. Why are we back on Star Wars?
You brought us here, pretty sure.
So Venom trailer. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's
I'm going to stay optimistic about that, even though it's Sony.
I am optimistic, but I will still say Andrew Garfield, best Spider-Man.
I'm a Tom Holland fan.
I am a Tom Holland.
Okay.
All the way.
He was okay in Amazing Spider-Man. World's better than Tobey Maguire. But Tom Holland, he's got it. He's wiry. He's quirky.
Look, Andrew Garfield... All the way, him and Emma Stone.
Emma Stone was fine.
I would watch a love story Spider-Man movie that was just their love story. Like, fucking no suits, no villains, no anything. I would just watch the two of them because I enjoyed them so much on screen. Holy shit. They're great.
This is why you don't direct films.
I'm taking a stance. Andrew Garfield, best Spider-Man, period.
I'm Team Tom. I am Team Tom.
I'm Team Garfield. And we hate Mondays.
Okay, but you love lasagna.
Love lasagna.
It's ironic because you're stone cold vegan.
They make vegan lasagna.
Of course they do. I don't know if I can say anything more about Infinity War. That just looks awesome. Like, I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
I will be interested to see how they, I mean, obviously Black Panther is the final thread to come together. Presumably they will introduce that final Infinity Stone somewhere in Wakanda, because they're still missing one.
No, I'm going to say they're not.
So where's the final? Does he already have it?
I'm going to say, this is my prediction here, folks. This is our new section. It's called Predictions.
By JB.
I think the movie's going to be, because in every shot where they show Thanos, he has three on his Infinity Gauntlet. And I think that the way they're splitting up the movies is he's not going to get the last two. And the Infinity War Part 2 is him going after the final two. Maybe. So I think we're going to get
You think they're not going to reveal where it is yet?
Right. I think
we know the Tesseract is in Asgard.
Right.
The Mind Stone is in Vision's head.
No, the Tesseract technically is with Loki in New Asgard, the ship, which was just overtaken by Thanos' ship.
It is in the custodian ship of the Asgardians.
Technically, you're correct. Yes. There was
they got it in the storage closet with the mop.
There was the red slime from Thor 2.
Yes,
the Aether.
Aether, yeah.
Yep, so that was that one.
Or they? Oh, no, they sent that to the collector.
Benicio del Toro.
Yep. Again, he's just popping up.
Mind Stone is in Vision's head.
That's going to be a thing.
Time Stone
is in Eye of Agamotto.
What is the fifth one?
The power? What the fuck is it called?
Well, I'm not even sure how they're breaking them up. So is the Mind Stone the one that's in Vision, or is it the Soul Stone? I've been a little flaky as to what they're actually...
I think it's the Mind Stone, the Soul Stone is what we're missing.
Or are they even keeping it to the traditional five gems of the book? So I think the way the movie's going to go is he's going to get the first three, which are on Earth. But he's going to still need...
You were talking about Infinity War.
Correct. And then he's going to still need the last two, which leads us to Infinity War Part 2. And that's going to be that whole movie. I think we're going to get no Adam Warlock.
Right.
They tease him at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
That won't pop up until the next Guardian. Do you think they'll introduce him in Infinity War? They could.
If they're keeping somewhat to the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, I mean, Adam Warlock is who gets the gauntlet away from Thanos and protects it.
Right.
So, there'll be
some tension there because he's supposed to be killing what's-his-face, Star-Lord, because Star-Lord was rude.
They'll get there. So, we'll see. That's my prediction, though. Okay. That's how I think the movie's going to be. I got three. Peace out, Earth.
Because we know, I mean, presumably, Black Panther will step back a bit because Ragnarok ended with them showing up behind Thanos. Like, Thanos' ship was already at Earth.
No. It ended with Thanos' ship picking up the Asgardian ship.
Did it come up behind them? I thought they came out behind Thanos' ship. They're trying to get to Earth.
Right. So they just showed the Asgardian ship, and then Thanos' ship appeared. It raised up behind it to show that it was, like, 10 times bigger.
Star-destroyed them.
You could say that.
Listen, it's an old trope that was done very well the first time. So Black Panther, I guess we'll introduce Wakanda. Obviously, Cap's got to have an appearance in there because it ended with Bucky and they were reviving him. They were fixing his arm.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Probably.
So we know from the Infinity War trailer that the teams are split up. Like, Cap, Bucky, Black Widow, and then we're all in Wakanda. So presumably, Cap's got to have some kind of cameo.
We shall
because
see.
Because they did, you know, they took him in at the end when no one else would because Tony Stark's a cocksucker.
Let's leave those.
Doesn't like freedom.
Let's leave those plot holes.
Tony Stark
alone.
Hates America.
But we will get those answers in a couple days as Black Panther comes out.
This week.
So I'm excited for Black Panther. I'm not going to lie. I'm finding it more difficult to be excited by Marvel franchise movies at this point.
I agree.
And I feel like Black Panther, I'm on the hype train.
I mean, yes, Disney knows what people want and is giving them, like, a lot. They're flooding the market. And I mean, the part of the appeal is that, you know, there's this whole interlocking storyline in the Marvel Universe. I don't know what they're going to do with Star Wars. You know, they announced two new trilogies in the last, like, month for Star Wars, separate from the Skywalker saga.
What was that?
So they, I heard...
God damn it, we're back to Star Wars again?
It's unavoidable.
Fuck.
I heard they greenlit Rian Johnson wrote, or, you know, pitched them an entirely new trilogy of films.
Really?
Having nothing to do with the Skywalker story. It takes place in the same universe. Nothing to do with Skywalkers.
Okay.
And then, I can't remember their names, but this week the big news was the two showrunners from Game of Thrones are also getting their own trilogy of films.
I did see that.
And, I mean, I love Star Wars. I will always love Star Wars. But at what point do you think they're going to realize you're not making a Star Wars movie, you're making a movie about space? At some point, you're just making science fiction movies.
They can't hear you over the piles of money that are falling all over them.
Falling like those weird bombs that somehow are controlled by gravity in the opening of the battle of the movie?
Stop, stop. I see what you're doing. They were laser-guided.
Did you see a laser?
Hey, what's up?
Did you see a laser? I thought gravity.
No, you know what it was? There's gravity on the ship. So that gravity caused it, once they fell into zero G, the momentum stays forward. It's like a rocket flying through space, baby.
I'll accept that.
Okay, thank you. All right. I'm fucking 1 point for JB.
Deadpool looks fun.
Oh, Deadpool. I'm genuinely excited for Deadpool. I was not super into the first Deadpool movie. Deadpool 2.
I enjoyed it. I you know what? I respected the hell out of the first Deadpool movie. Because nobody wanted him to make that movie. He had no funding. I remember the interview where they're like, why didn't you show Colossus transforming? And they're like, we had no money left.
Yeah.
It was either keep him metal the entire time, or we can't have this cool gunfight. Like, they were making that, like, down-the-line budget cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like when the underdog gives a middle finger to the big studio.
Sure, sure. I just, it didn't, a lot of people were really into it. I guess I'm not that into Deadpool in general. And I know he's
the
like
character has, it gets a lot of hype.
He's a thing now.
He's
get it.
Yeah.
But like, the movie was fine.
I'm a big Colossus fan. I was really excited okay. to finally see Colossus done right and mm-hmm. actually Russian.
Mm-hmm. But Deadpool 2, that trailer, I was in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this actually looks really fun. And
do you think Josh Brolin just walked from soundstage to do these like
yes.
movies?
Yes. Look. Josh Brolin got to eat, man. All right?
Stuffing those biceps that's with
right.
money.
That's right. Let me do another wad of cash curl here. Yeah. What else you got? You got another trailer?
Oh, Jessica Jones season 2.
Jessica Jones. Right, right.
Looks cool.
No details about anything?
Nope. They hinted that, you know, her company's someone's trying to buy her out.
Right. But,
It looks like she's going to be doing some drinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was a lot of purple light around her at the end.
There sure was, and clapping,
mm-hmm.
which I assumed was going to be like a flashback or something. You know, I didn't.
Probably it might be a red herring.
Yeah,
so we'll see. I do think that after Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Defenders, like none of them really did much. They were cool and fun to watch, but Jessica Jones was the most original of the Netflix series. It'll be also interesting. I mean, the whole thing with Disney now starting their own streaming service is going to take that away from Netflix.
So next month when we come back, it'll be... next month when we're back, we will have watched Black Panther.
Yep.
Avengers is May 4th.
Okay.
And then everything else is after that. May 18th is Deadpool. July 6th is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
July 20th is Alita Battle Angel. Really big eyeballs. Just watch the trailer. You'll be underwhelmed. You know what else I'm not super excited for? Ready Player One. I feel like it's just going to be a licensing jerk-off fest. It's just like everybody's
yeah,
just paying to get their
in, I mean,
franchise in
the
movie.
I have the book on my shelf. I've never read it yet. And it's always been on, like, I want to read it. I got to get around to it someday. I'm having trouble being dragged out of the Star Wars Extended Universe novels at the moment, but I'll get there someday.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept is really cool. But I saw the trailer, and I'm like, did they just reboot Tron again?
I'm sure, like, Tron is in it somewhere, because that's how this fucking movie is going to go.
Like,
there's DeLoreans, and fucking every franchise is in it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I Just when I saw the trailer, I was like, weird. What the fuck like, am I looking at?
It's bizarre.
Is that Spielberg? Did he direct it?
Was it? It's soon. It's March. March 29th.
Okay.
And it is Spielberg.
Well, I guess now we both have movie pass, so I guess this is one that we are going to go see.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about it on the podcast. Okay, yeah. Fine. God damn it. I see what this has turned into. We got to get MoviePass to sponsor this podcast. That's the next logical step.
Probably, yeah.
MoviePass execs, if you're listening, hey, what's up?
We can plug the shit out of you.
How you doing? More than we already have. This whole episode.
We'll wear t-shirts.
To think about the quality ad reads that we could do on this podcast. Oh,
all
man.
Those quality ones you hear read on Dark Side Podcast?
Oh.
We'll do it better.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're caught up.
Well, that was an easy 6-month catch up right there.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 month, I guess, really, in the grand scheme. No. All right, good. Well, Berto, I'm glad to see you.
Always a pleasure.
We're going to be back in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Say that every episode. thank you for listening. If you have thoughts on anything that we've talked about, we're on Twitter, DorksidePod, DorksidePod.
Yes.
On Twitter. Send us a message. Send us a DM. Let us know what you think of this episode.
Subscribe. If you like what you hear, fucking subscribe.
Fuck. Yeah. Subscribe. Leave us a good rating. When you leave us a good rating, it helps us get discovered by new listeners.
And MoviePass.
And look, I'm just going to tell you right now, if we get a MoviePass sponsorship, we're going to take all y'all motherfuckers to the movies.
True.
All right. We'll just split it 50-50. We'll share the wealth. We got you. Okay.
Except for you fucks who didn't like Last Jedi.
You're dead to us. So, on behalf of Dorkside Podcast, I'm JB.
I'm Berto. What? We don't have an outro.
Yeah. As Grand Muff Diver Tanakin would say, live long and prosper.
Sometimes you're just so unqualified for these conversations.